Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, as Alfred Hitchcock used to say. Alfred Hitchcock used to say. Anybody remember Alfred Hitchcock? The guy used to have some twisted TV programs quite similar to some of the Twilight Zone adventures. But I think he was a bit more twisted. I think it took a bit more to understand where he was coming from. Twilight Zone, I think, was a little more direct. I think it was explained a little bit better. But anyway, still trying to figure out my sound settings and things here. I know that it sounded like the song at the beginning faded out a little bit, but I'm going to try to fix that. Not that I need to get into any of that, but hey, why not? My name is Dan Cherry. I am near Rochester, New York. Today is March 30th, 2016. I'm doing my fourth episode. I'm really starting to enjoy doing these programs. Hopefully people out there are going to be enjoying listening to them. I'm going to be working on getting more focused on some issues as I go forward. And presently I'm jumping around a bit, but I am starting to focus on things that are, I think, more important to talk about and probably more important to get involved with, talk about, as far as interesting people out in the world. And anyway, I always try to preface my show by telling everybody you need to understand a couple few things about me. One, I am not politically aligned. I do not believe any party is very legitimate at this point. I do have my thoughts about the election. I will touch on that every once in a while, and also understand I am not politically correct. I'm going to use profanity quite often, depending on the program, what it's about, how passionate I am about what I'm talking about. And also, you all really need to understand I am not sexist, I am not racist, I am about as even-keeled and fair as anybody you're going to talk to. I do not like the present president. I do not like Obama at all. I am going to rail against him, no different than if I had been doing radio programs when Bush was in office, I would have railed against him as well. I don't think we've had a legitimate president, if that's the way to put it. I don't know if legitimate is the word, but I can't look far enough back and try to find a president I would even vote for today. I'd have to really think about it, but anyway, going back even to Clinton and Bush Sr., I don't know what to think about Reagan. I was quite young at that point. Same with Carter. Nixon was a buffoon. And JFK, I think, probably would have been a damn good president. But I was, again, quite young. I was a very little kid when he was assassinated. And I just got over a major flu, or a cold, whatever it would have been, but I was out of commission for a couple of days and have my own feel about where all that came from. Quite a few people sick at work, but I think it's more related to other things, and I'll touch on that. It's going to be part of the chemtrail stuff I'll talk about later. And anyway, I'm feeling a bit better today, but my voice may not sound right. I don't quite feel all that well yet, but I've gotten over the worst of all this, and hopefully I'll be able to get through this without coughing or sneezing. Anyway, I've outlined in the description of my program what I want to talk about tonight, and I'm going to start a bit with just some headlines in the world today. I think I'm going to start doing that for my shows going forward, and we get involved with, again, some discussion of chemtrails, and I'm also going to touch on some interesting things about the U.S. tax code, and we'll take it from there. I've got some good chemtrail websites listed in my description for this program, and I also have an awesome website. I think it's awesome, and it's consciouslifenews.com. It's quite a good website to go to. They cover quite a bit in the way of anything from politics to self-healing to spirituality to the election to just bunches of other things in the news and things that are about wellness and having us all live well and that kind of thing. So it's quite a good website. I'll be posting more of those. I think I'll do one a week. I'll make a recommendation for this week. Definitely go take a look at consciouslifenews.com. Great website. So anyway, I'm going to start talking about some of these headlines that I saw today. And some of these will be news, and some of these are just going to be either funny things or just bizarre things. And one of them is from InfoWars today. And understand that I'm not a hardcore InfoWars fan. Please understand that type of thing about me. I'm getting back to the concept of not being politically correct or politically aligned. I read things. I think I can discern pretty well what is truth, what isn't. And so I'm very careful about what I might report on this program. But this here doesn't require really any truth. It's just easy enough to use this fact, but Ted Nugent is a pretty crazy guy in his own way. Not crazy about his music, but that's not the point. Anyway, he's got some things, they're on this InfoWars story. They talk about things that facts about him that he has more or less said. And it's interesting because he's a supporter of both Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. And He in this particular article, he's making points about Trump. And a very interesting thing to consider about Trump is the sheer hatred of this guy. Now, as far as I'm concerned, if we analyze what's going on with the numbers of people who really seem to hate this guy, this is a frenzy. There are people who are making effigies of this guy, and they're beheading the effigy, lighting it on fire. I mean, these are pretty radical actions to be taking against a political person who's running for president, for crying out loud. And of course, you don't have anybody like Obama or the Secret Service or really, at least visibly, anybody in the security apparatus protecting this guy. Now, he's got his own Secret Service or his own security guards, whatever you want to call them, I'm sure. I know. But back in the day, if you remember when Obama got elected, for example, you couldn't say boo or else you'd have the ATF even bashing your door down with machine guns and throwing you in a prison somewhere in Guatemala where you'd never be heard from again. And now we've got this guy Trump running for president, and the people running around protesting everywhere and violently protesting and fighting each other and like I said, cutting the heads off these effigies of Trump. And the frenzy has to make you look at that and wonder why people are so anti-Trump. It really speaks volumes. I've got my own thoughts, and I'll probably throw those out there. But I think one of two things is happening here. Either the guy is totally legit, and he is hated because he is a hardworking guy. He wants to really help this country pull itself together because we're in a shitload of trouble. There's no question about it. We have got some incredibly serious problems. We are very much beyond the precipice of collapse. I do believe that is the case. And here we've got a guy who is a capitalist. He's called a fascist. He couldn't be farther from a fascist. The fascists are the people like Obama and Hillary and others. And the whole concept of fascism, it is a small group at the top who dictate what goes on around those below them who become slaves, and there's a lot more to it than that. But the corporate fascists, for example, these people in Congress do anything they can to help corporations make more profits, because the corporations then give huge donations to the people who are running for office, the Hillaries of the world, and they're just in lockstep with each other. They're in bed with each other. And here comes a guy like Trump who has billions of dollars, doesn't need anybody to support him. He doesn't need any corporations to back him up, to give him donations. This guy is either, he's either legitimate or he's a diversion from what is actually going on somehow. And personally, I can't figure out which it is. I hope that he's a legitimate guy, because I don't think we really have anybody else remotely out there who's legitimate. I know for a fact that we don't, at least the people who are presently in office. And you take somebody like Hillary Clinton, for example. I live in New York State, upstate New York. And I remember when she left Arkansas and came up here and became a senator from New York. And she's never had, up to that point, she had never had anything to do with New York. Never. She just all of a sudden showed up, and she won the election, and she came up here and promised 150,000 jobs. I'll never forget. I was watching television. I was in my apartment. I turned the TV on, and they were showing her on the local news, and she's putting her hands up there with that stupid hand clench that politicians do with the thumb on the side of the hand instead of making a real fist, and she's screaming out, "I'm going to bring 150,000 jobs to upstate New York." And I just sat there and chuckled and thought, not only are you going to not bring 150,000 jobs to New York, you're going to make us lose 150,000 jobs, which she did. She absolutely helped devastate this state. And we've been in massive debt ever since, and she's gone, and we're a mess. So anyway, I digress. I'm going to get back to what I was talking about here as far as the story about Trump. And anyway, I'm going to read a couple few things here that Ted Nugent has said about Donald Trump. And again, understand that the points should make any of us wonder why these particular things I'm about to read are happening. It makes you really wonder if he isn't legitimate. And the sheer fact that there's so many people who are against this guy, it makes you understand that he must be bucking the real system. And these people, these are huge organizations. These are from the power structure that I talked about before and we'll talk about again. So anyway, Ted Nugent has made these points, and these are true. And it really makes you chuckle. I think it makes me chuckle anyway. It makes you wonder how legitimate this guy might be. Anyway, this is what Ted Nugent said. Obama is against Trump. The media is against Trump. The establishment Democrats are against Trump. The establishment Republicans are against Trump. The Pope is against Trump. The UN is against Trump. The EU is against Trump. China is against Trump. Mexico is against Trump. Soros, of all people, is against Trump. Black Lives Matter is against Trump. MoveOn.org is against Trump. Hateful, racist, violent liberals are against Trump. And he calls these bonus points, Ted Nugent does. Cher says that she will leave the country if Trump becomes president. Miley Cyrus says she will leave the country if Trump becomes president. That would be a good thing from my standpoint. Whoopi says that she will leave the country. Rosie says she will leave the country. Hooray! Al Sharpton says she will leave the country. Even more hooray. Governor Brown from California says California will build a wall if Trump becomes president. You can't make this stuff up. And this is real. I've read many, many articles about these very same things, about how much these people absolutely despise Trump. So is it something that's not real? Is it something that's making us think that we have a vote? I mean, it's hard to believe the guy is legitimate, but at the same time, you have to listen even to what he says when he talks about things like Hillary being responsible for the deaths of 200, 300,000 children around the world, which she is. And it's hard to believe that somebody who is a player in the game, it's hard to believe that somebody would come out and say something like that if they weren't actually anti-establishment and really wanting to win the presidency to take control of this country and bring it back to sensibility. Because, again, we're in an awful lot of trouble. And if we end up with somebody like Hillary and similar people, we're history. We're probably history anyway, no matter who ends up getting to be president. So anyway, here's another story. This is from truthrevolt.org, which is a pretty awesome news organization. And it's relatively conservative in their views, and they're trying to make sense of the world. And a pretty good website if you want to go check it out. Anyway, check out this article title. Conservative professor must confess his guilt for his political views or be fired. And he deems his views, the college deems his views reckless and incompatible with the mission and values of Marquette University, of all colleges, and he must express deep regret for the harm that he's caused. I mean, how whacked is this stuff? You can't make this stuff up. We've gone, it seems, almost overnight, and I don't mean literally overnight. I know how to use the word literally. I've said that before, and I'm going to make jokes about that. Last night, for example, not to digress, but I was watching one of the home improvement shows, and at the end of the show, it showed the couple who had bought the house and had the house renovated by these people on this television program. And this couple was outside with their two kids, and the kids were riding the bikes around, and the camera crew went over and talked to them and said, "So what do you think?" And the woman said, "Oh, this literally is a dream come true." And I'd love to walk up to her and say, "Did you really have that dream? Did you really have that dream?" The word literally, if you don't know how to use it. Most people don't know how to use it, and it becomes kind of comical after a while. It'd be really funny if it wasn't so sad. But here we've got this professor who's being forced to apologize. He confesses guilt for having views that are against these lousy-ass, fascist, liberal, disgusting pigs. I mean, I don't even know how else to put it. I mean, these people are so intolerant. It's incredible. We've never lived in a world that's been anywhere near this intolerant. Never. At least not in my lifetime. I'm in my 50s. I remember back in the day, like Vietnam was going on. I remember the protests. I remember the flower power movement. I remember the real initiations of the civil protests. I've seen intolerance. I've seen an awful lot. But this has gotten to a point where we're not going to be able to say anything anymore pretty soon. you all already can't say certain things in certain areas. I mean, here's a guy, Marquette University. I mean, this is a major national university, and a major national college, well known. A lot of people desire going there. There's a lot of competition, and they won't allow any conservative views. I mean, that's insane. That's absolutely insane. This country was built in large part on tolerance. And yes, we can go back in history and we can argue all the points, and people, historians can come to me and say, hey, you didn't quite know what you're talking about on that one. I don't feel I really need to. It really doesn't matter when it comes down to it. We can't live in a world where we can't speak our minds. And that's exactly where we're going with this. And this is a big part of this huge establishment, and it's part of this matrix I've talked about. I'll get more into that sometime. The power structure, the powers that be, are making people do this. They're putting people in power who are intolerant to conservative views. And you can have any thought you have about conservatism. Conservatism isn't bad. It really isn't. But people are taught to think that conservatism is bad. It's so insane. In the lack of real education in many schools now and a lot of colleges, these kids who are coming out of schools and colleges, they don't understand anything. They're being taught that being a Republican is bad. I can't say anything good about the Republicans. This gets back to what I'm saying. I'm not politically aligned. I don't give a shit about anybody in politics right now. I can't stand either party. I can't stand anybody in either party. One or two, not too bad. But for the most part, you can name pretty much any of them, and they're all so corrupt. It's horrifying, absolutely horrifying. So anyway, let's move on to the next article that I wanted to bring up, just real quick. I'm going to try to fly through these because I'm going to try to talk quite a bit about the other stuff. New York Governor Cuomo bans official travel to North Carolina because they have men's and women's restrooms. He's quoted as saying, as long as there is a law in North Carolina that creates the grounds for discrimination, I will not allow official travel to North Carolina. I mean, how insane is this? There can't be men's and women's bathrooms? I mean, really? I don't have a problem sharing a bathroom with women, okay? I'm a male. Men, I don't think, in large part, don't have a problem with being in the same bathroom as women. That women would have a problem being in the same bathroom with men. There's such a possibility of perversion. I mean, think about some young girl, or a young boy for that matter, having to go to the bathroom, and the parent a parent is with them, and they say, yeah, go ahead, Johnny or Cindy or whatever, just go ahead and do the bathroom, and they forget that there's a unisex bathroom. And there could be just perverts who are hanging out in there. I mean, it may sound like it's not realistic that that would happen, but I've always wanted to err on the side of caution. And I would hate to think that some kid or even a woman would have to go into a bathroom where some pervert's hanging out, taking pictures or whatever. I mean, it's insane. It's just insane that people have gotten to the point where they won't allow men and women to have separate bathrooms. It's insane. You can't make a case that makes any sense. And I'll tell you, Cuomo is one of the most bizarrely fucked up politicians I've ever seen in my life. And I've followed a lot of them. I have read stuff my whole life about politicians. And there's some screwed up people out there who've done some really screwed up things. But Cuomo is one fucked up dude. It just even if you look at the article here, you look at the picture of his face, and the way he talks like this, and I'm going to push the New York State Safe Act. I mean, he thinks he's a dictator or something. I think he thinks he's going to run for president. And God forbid he does. God forbid he wins. I mean, this guy he's a kook. He's a nutcase, this guy. Anyway, actions speak louder than words. All you got to do is read the story about that. Anyway, here's another article title. Deal is reached to raise California minimum wage to $15 an hour. A big part of the insanity of the liberal side or the socialist side or fascist, really, which is what most of these people are who try to claim that they're good liberal people who want to help everybody. A lot of them really are fascists. They're absolute power mongers who don't give a flying shit about any one of us, but they lie to us and tell us they do because people believe them and then vote them into office. That's how this stuff works. And I'm sure a lot of you people, any of you people who are listening to me, probably know that. But if there's some of you out there who don't know that, you ought to start figuring this stuff out. You can't just raise costs on a business. This is basic economics. Businesses have very slim margins, especially because of the tax code that we have. It's insane. Try to go open a business. Any of you listening right now, go open a business. Find out how difficult it is to run a business. And it's because this fucking government has screwed up everything so badly, regulations, taxation, everything else. They have screwed our system up so bad that it becomes so expensive to run a business. Most mom and pop businesses now, many of them are going out of business now, shuttering their doors because they can't afford to run business. It's gotten to the point where the government steps in and says, if you hire people, you've got to give them health care and you've got to give them time off, paid vacation and all this stuff. Some of that's really good. Some of that you can look at it and say, that's really neat that this government did that. But when they get to the point where they start raising taxes on everybody and they put regulations on everybody and they keep making things so expensive that you pretty much, it's gotten to the point where pretty much people can't open a business and be successful. You know we're in trouble when we get to that point, and that's where we are. And then of all things, you got Soros and these people who fund Occupy movements and such things. Do you know, how many of you know what happened on Wall Street in down in New York when the whole Occupy movement took hold? Do you know how many small mom-and-pop businesses went out of business because these fucking idiots, protesters, protested in front of the doors of these businesses so they couldn't open doors and have customers come in? I mean, it's the whole thing's so insane. So here you got these guys in California saying, oh, yeah, let's raise the minimum wage to $15. Well, think about the cost businesses are going to incur now. And we're talking about the IBMs of the world and the Yahoos and the Facebooks and these companies. They can afford to pay people $15 an hour. But the small business, some man or woman who's just running a business by him or herself, who fixes computers, let's say, and needs to hire a person on, how the hell are they going to afford paying somebody $15 an hour? If these people are working full-time, the employees, that's $30,000 a year that companies are going to have to pay out to be able to employ these people. In the case of somewhere like McDonald's, they can afford it for the most part. But the problem is that the people who are going to be making $15 an hour, they aren't any more skilled than they were when they were making $8 an hour. So all of a sudden, businesses just have to shell out more money to people who still haven't increased their skills. I mean, this is insane. But this is liberalism, so we can't expect it to make any sense at all. And as Margaret Thatcher said, and granted she had her own issues too, I don't care for her, but she was quoted as saying something along the lines of, socialism, liberalism is great until you run out of other people's money. And that's exactly what these bastards are doing. This has nothing to do with trying to make people's lives better by paying them more money. They're trying to soak businesses, put people out of businesses, wreck this economy. That's exactly what these fucking people are doing. And they're doing a very good job. And all you have to do is look around and look how horribly bad this economy is right now. I'll get into some of that stuff. We're told we're at 4.9% unemployment just the other day. Oh, magically, we dropped from 5% down to 4.9%. All they're doing is setting the stage to make it look like we have a great economy, so somebody like Hillary will have a great shot at winning the presidency, which she's probably going to anyway because she's already been bought and paid for. But the economy is in a shambles. There are over 94 million people out of work in this country. We're at close to 30% unemployment. But because there's so many people who have given up looking for work, the government doesn't count them as being unemployed. So they say, oh, we're at 4.9% unemployment. We're not going to count those people who aren't looking for work anymore, even though they truly are unemployed. So they're able to make everything look rosy, and everybody comes along and says, not everybody, but so many people, these liberals, these mindless fucking people in this country are sitting back saying, yeah, I deserve $15 an hour. I deserve a better life. Amazing. I'll talk more about that. This government has intentionally destroyed this economy so that people are dependent on the government and they support the liberals who are telling them, yes, we'll get you $15 an hour. Anyway, here's a story from RT.com. Dithering Cameron, who is the Prime Minister of the UK, bans SAS from hunting ISIS chiefs, ISIS. Dithering, that's in quotes, Cameron, bans SAS, that's their security apparatus, from hunting ISIS chiefs. So this idiot, Cameron, who is the Prime Minister of the UK, is telling his military, essentially, that they are not allowed to go and hunt down ISIS leaders. Here we are. The world is freaking out about ISIS, which is a fabrication of the CIA and the Israelis and the Saudis and on and on. ISIS was created by this fucking government. Obama, the CIA, the Israelis, the Saudis, they all got together and said, hey, let's create this group and scare the shit out of people. That way we'll be able to go into Syria and take Assad down, who's the leader of Syria. That's why ISIS came to be. They didn't just all of a sudden magically show up. They took our money, these bastards. Obama, everybody just paid all this money and said, hey, guys, we're going to buy you all these vehicles and weapons and all this stuff. Go terrorize the world. That's what's going on. ISIS didn't just get created. And don't for a second think that any one of these countries, Israel or Saudis or the U.S. or Europe or NATO, don't believe it when you hear that we're attacking ISIS, because we're not. We're giving them money, we're giving them weapons, we protect them, and yet our media lies to us, we know this, and it's reported to us that we're attacking ISIS positions, and we're not. We're helping them. So Cameron comes along, and he's stupid enough to say in the news that he's not going to allow his military to go after the leaders of ISIS. I mean, how insane is that? They can attack, ISIS can attack any leader they want. And yet, our military is told, don't attack their leaders. How the fuck are you going to stop them? You got to kill their leaders. And see, that gets back to what I was just saying. The reason that he's saying this is because we're not really going after them. Think about it. It makes perfect sense. Attacking ISIS. We're building them up to be bigger and bigger. And yet we're told that we're attacking them, and people out there believe the fucking horseshit the media fucking deals out to us. Here's another storyline from RT.com. Kiev, which is in Ukraine, blames Russian aggression for Ukraine's skyrocketing inflation. You can't make this stuff up. Ukraine is blaming Russia for inflation in Ukraine. Russia has nothing to do with Ukraine. Ukraine is collapsing on itself because they're a bunch of bumbling fucking morons who don't know how to run a country. And they're trying to blame Russia because that makes everybody think, oh, Russia, what a terrible country. Look what they're doing to those poor people in Kiev. Look what the Ukrainians did to the Russian supporting people in Ukraine. Look what the mercenaries, look what the sick bastards who hate Russia in Ukraine, look what they've done to the poor Russian-supporting people in Ukraine. They have slaughtered them by the thousands. They have destroyed their cities by bombarding them with rockets. They have destroyed Russians in Ukraine. You can't even be peaceful anywhere. You can't even live in peace anywhere. And on top of it, Ukraine comes out and blames the Russians for their own mishandling of the economy. And now they have high inflation, obviously, and they're blaming the Russians. This is what liberals, fascists do. They won't take responsibility for anything. They lie and blame other people for their own problems. Absolutely incredible. So anyway, I had a few more I was going to go through, but I think what I want to do here is take a sip of my juice here real quick. Hold on. I'm going to move on here. I'm going to talk about a little bit about taxes in this country, the U.S., and then I'm going to talk a little bit about chemtrails. I just went with my wife and had our taxes done last weekend. And I don't want to say I was in awe over the experience. I've been through it enough. I mean, I'm in my 50s, but here we're sitting with a guy at one of the bigger accounting firms, sitting down having an accountant do our taxes. And at that point, I'm sick as a dog, understand. I was sick as hell at this point, but I had to sign the paperwork, so I went into this office feeling as sick as I was. This guy's going through a brand new application he had on his computer that his company had put out. And he's going down through, and he's got all these neat pages and everything, and it looked all encompassing, and we're all set to go and everything. And then it gets to a point where he needs to find additional information. And here's this company. They're freaking huge. They're a billion-dollar company. And rather than having the information available on his computer system, this guy has to pull out a book about the size of a phone book, and he starts rifling through the pages to find the additional information that he needs in order to tell us what amount we can put into a 401k plan to be able to write off more and be able to get more money at the end of the year back from the government. That's insane enough when you think about it. You're going to tell me that all the information that's available on this company's main computer servers, you're going to tell me they couldn't put that book that he had to pull off his shelf and start rifling through? You're going to tell me that that guy shouldn't have had access to that stuff on his computer system? I'm a technologist. I looked at that and thought, how absolutely insane that we have paper books in these places anymore. Everything ought to be on the computer. But anyway, I digress. And so he's going through and he's comes across this one page and he's trying to make calculations about what we can write off, what we can't write off, how we can better get our write-offs and such things so that at the end of next year we can capitalize on getting more money back from the government. And he's writing things down and he pulls out his calculator. And I'm gonna joke about this, but essentially this is what happened. He's going down to and he's reading, and he's sort of mumbling the words, and I could see what he was doing. And in this book says, if the adjusted gross income on line 11 of their tax form is less than what's on line 13 of last year's form, subtract line 9 from line 13. Apply by 87, add in the numbers of combined years these two have been living, divide by 2, add in the age of the last president we have, add 13, and if this is less than line 29, they can put $6,500 in their 401k plan this year. And that's not a far stretch from what he was actually doing. But that's how insane this tax code is. These fucking people in Congress who pass these laws are absolutely fucked out of their fucking minds. They do. Have you ever noticed? Think about this stuff, because I do. Do you realize that these mothers probably have never rescinded a law that they passed? All they do is add more laws. How much better a job could you have than that? You don't sit back and look at it and say, you know, we shouldn't have done this years ago. It's costing people money. Oh no, they don't look at it that way, because any money, any tax they put on us, it goes to them. And they can do with it what they want to. So they never take back a law, a tax. You never see your cell phone bill go down. You never see your income tax go down. They just keep adding more and more taxes on us. These fucking people are hideous. They are insane. And every one of them needs to be voted out of office. Every freaking one of them. Every single one of them. So anyway, here are a few tax trivia points that I came across. I just thought this was kind of interesting. The federal tax code pages in 1913. In 2010, it was 70,000 pages long. It is the current tax code. The current tax code is now 4 million words long. You can't make this stuff up. Here's another point. The average number of days a person worked to pay his or her 2009 taxes was 103 days. Here's another one. Everyone who earns a paycheck pays a federal income tax. 43 of the 50 states charge their citizens an income tax. The 7 states that do not have a state income tax are Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. We ought to move to these states. Another point, over 1 million accountants are hired each year in America to help with taxes, which leads to Americans spend over $27.7 billion every year doing their taxes. This is fucking insane, people. In 2009, Bank of America had an income of $4.4 billion. However, they paid $0 in taxes. In 2010, General Electric made over $4 billion in U.S. profits. It paid $0 in taxes. In 2007, the IRS reported that 99,316,995 taxpayers called, wrote, or walked into an IRS office for help. That's roughly 1 in 3 Americans. What in the fuck is this? The time and energy that we all have to spend trying to figure out what the fuck to give to the government. Fuck the government. Fuck these people. Fuck the tax code. Fuck all this stuff. You may not agree with me. You might sit back and say, well, we should all pay our fair share. Well, we'd have to have a good conversation about that, and it wouldn't be a very calm one either, I'm sure. The number of words in the federal tax code, and this is probably a couple few years ago, is 3,700,000. Actually, it was more than that up in the – it's over 4 million words long, according to the point I made up earlier. This is insane what these people have done to this country. It's insane what they've done to every one of us. And I've read stats. I follow this stuff. And it's a reported fact that for years now, month after month, this federal government has taken in more taxes from us pretty much every single month for years, meaning every month that passes, they've taken in more taxes from us than they did the month before and the month before and the month before and the month before. And there are more and more people out of work, fewer and fewer people working, taking more and more money from us. So the only thing you can deduce is truth. So in other words, they're taking more from those of us who are working every single month. And this keeps going on, a repeating pattern. They're taking more and more money from those of us who work every single month. So there's your hope and change. There's your piece of shit Obama, his administration, his plans this guy came into office acting like he was going to help everybody. He's lied about every single thing that he said he was going to do when he got into office. He has destroyed this nation. It was in bad enough shape when he came into office. He's done a pretty damn good job of putting the stake through the heart of this country. And if Hillary gets into office, and it may not matter who gets into office, we're going to be pretty much gone. I shouldn't even say pretty much. We're going to be gone. We're probably already gone. We just don't know it yet. Anyway, that's a hot topic with me. I've got an economics background, education, MBA, that kind of thing, and I have enough interest in understanding of finance and economics, taxation, micro macroeconomics. I understand an awful lot about what's being done. And just a sheer fact, for example, under this administration, we've had not one single budget passed since Obama came into office. I have to look back and see if Bush even did, but this administration has not put out a budget in years. Who's able to do that? When you sit at home, do you just sit around and don't worry about how much money you make and how much you spend? We're said to be at least $20 trillion in debt. You figure in unfunded liabilities, we're hundreds of trillions of dollars in debt. There's no way this country can pay its debts. If you don't know what unfunded liabilities are, look it up. It's money promised to people that will never be able to be paid, that liberals promised to people. I'm sure some Republicans, but the liberals are the ones who did this. That's how they got the votes to get where they are. That's why they're in power now. And now that they're in power, they're power hungry, and they don't give a shit about the little people anymore. They never really did, but they lied about it. They told people they did, and that's why people voted for them over the last 70 years. These people never gave a shit about any one of us. And now they're all wealthy as hell, and we're becoming more broke every day. Good going, you guys, for anybody out there who voted for Obama. You're freaking fools. Every one of you who voted for this goddamn guy. Anyway, I've got about 10, 12 minutes left in the program here. I'll take another sip of juice here. Hold on a second. I'm actually surprised I'm holding up this well. I've been so extremely sick. Anyway, I want to touch on the topic of chemtrails. Been studying them for a long time. Been working very closely with people who have been working on this stuff a lot longer than I have, who know a lot more about it than I do, but I do know a tremendous amount about it. What I can say is chemtrails are real. There's way too much proof out there. Observations, pictures, videos, conferences about chemtrails, doctors speaking out against chemtrails, whistleblowers speaking out about chemtrails. And yet, the vast majority of people out in the world do not believe in chemtrails. So I have to ask a question that those of us who understand these are real want to know the answer to, that I ask any of you people out there, if you don't believe in chemtrails, I ask you this one simple question. What the fuck is wrong with you fucking people? What the fuck could possibly be wrong with you fucking people? You walk out on any given day, and if you weren't staring at a goddamn cell phone, throw the fucking piece of shit away. I hate those fucking things. You just walk around staring at those goddamn fucking things in your hand, so you don't even look up. Look up for once. Walk around. Make it a fucking... Put a fucking neck brace on your fucking neck, for crying out loud, that forces your head to look up in the sky. Look at the fucking lines up there. Get them long enough, and you're going to say to yourself, what in the hell is that? But you don't. And that's why you can go onto YouTube. I watched a video or two. It was either last night or the night before, where people were walking down the street, staring at their cell phones, and they fell into manholes that the covers had been pulled off, or they fell into puddles, or whatever. I mean, they banged into fucking telephone poles and got knocked over. And just because they're staring at these stupid fucking devices, throw the fucking things on the ground, smash them, get rid of those fucking pieces of shit. I fucking hate cell phones. I fucking hate them. Fucking hate them. So here we have chemtrails that are real. And they're being sprayed by people who we don't know who they are or where they are. We don't know where they're getting the chemtrail chemicals, which is what they're spraying. We don't know where the planes come from. We don't know where the planes land or take off. We have some ideas about some of this stuff. We know what's in chemtrails, some of it. There's anything from aluminum, strontium, which causes high blood pressure, heart attacks, strokes. There's barium. They put lithium in there, which is a chemical they give to people in psychiatric wards. They have, it's been found that they spray birth control chemicals that either sterilize women and or they radically decrease sperm counts in men. And so many more. The information's everywhere. Everywhere. All you got to do is go look for it. And right now, as a matter of fact, I'm going to Google the word chemtrails. Don't try this at home because you're going to find out something pretty amazing. Okay, so I went to Google. I put in chemtrails, just the word chemtrail alone. And it came up with 540,000 results. Chemtrails aren't a real scenario, a real thing. If there are 540,000 web pages at a minimum, web pages, that are devoted to chemtrails, how is it possible? I mean, if I look up ghosts? Let's look up ghosts. Okay, well, I take that back. There are 110 million pages. But then again, I'm looking at chemtrails. You could look up geoengineering. There are going to be a lot more websites devoted to geoengineering, and on and on. Go to YouTube, look up chemtrails or geoengineering. I mean, it'll add up. It'll be millions after a while. You can't look at this, slough it off, and say, chemtrails can't be real. If you go on Google, by the way, don't look up the word chemtrails. If you're going to do a search on this whole thing, this whole entity of the chemtrails, the geoengineering, and all this stuff, don't Google the word chemtrails, because the number one sites that will pop up will tell you that people like me are conspiracy theorists, which is very interesting. They have to resort to name-calling. If you look up the word chemtrails, the number one website that pops up is Wikipedia. Wikipedia is now highly affiliated with the U.S. government. The government controls what they say on Wikipedia. So what do you think they're going to say? If there are people actually out there spraying these chemicals, which they are, do you think they're going to admit it to us? Do you think they're going to fucking admit this shit to us? Of course they're not, PD and other websites. And even the mainstream media, any of them. Of course they're going to come out and say, oh, this guy Dan, he's a conspiracy theorist. Really. Look up where conspiracy theorist, the name conspiracy theorist came from. It came from the Department of Defense, one of the defense departments, many years ago. And they created that just to make people want to make fun of people like me. So they get a whole group of people out there, a lot of you out in the world, who don't believe this stuff. And you whisper to your friend, oh, there's Dan, he's a conspiracy theorist. Really? You got to resort to name-calling? How goddamn juvenile, how fucking childish not to engage in a conversation about something as serious as chemtrails. The problem with not believing in chemtrails is if we're correct about chemtrails, if these are real, which they are, then we're in a world of hurt because you will not take a look at this and help us stop them. If chemtrails aren't real, there's no harm done. You can laugh at us someday and say, ha, you idiots, you thought chemtrails were real. And I believe every one of us who does know about chemtrails, who believes in chemtrails, if we were wrong, every one of us would admit it, and we'd laugh about it and let you make fun of us, and we'd get on with our lives. Ecosystems around us are dying off, all of them. They're die-offs of all living things, including humans, including trees, plants, animals, bugs. Look at the bee die-offs. Look around. Look around at the types of trees that are dying around your area. A lot of them are pine trees. People are coughing more. The death rate from lung-related diseases went from something like 10 on the all-time list down to number 2 or 3 now in a matter of a few years. And it's because of the particulates, the real small particles that they're spraying in the stuff. And they've got thousands of planes. They're spraying everywhere. This stuff is in the air all the time. You're breathing it all the time. You have a little bit of a nagging cough every once in a while. Your sinuses burn. You ever lose your train of thought every once in a while? You ever get lightheaded? You ever get to the point where you don't feel very well for some reason? It's probably related to the types of chemicals that they're spraying overhead. But again, you're so ignorant that you're staring at your television set, you stare at your cell phone, you're looking at the ground all the time. You never look up. And those of you who do understand this is real, I'm obviously not talking to you. I'm just trying to address an audience that maybe will be listening now or may listen to my show someday. There are an awful lot of us preaching about this stuff. I personally believe what I just went through with this flu or whatever it was, I highly believe that it was related to whatever they were spraying that day or the day before. There are a lot of people who are getting bronchitis and flus and sinus infections over the last year or two. The more they spray, the more we get sick. And that's why I get back to the point that if this is not real, there's no harm done, and you can laugh at us someday. If we know what's going on and you don't help us out, we're all going to die. It's that serious. I'm not trying to be melodramatic at all. People are dying because of this stuff. Anyway, that's my show for tonight. I hope there's some people out there. I hope you enjoy the show. Absolutely loving doing this. I've got the Broke Talk Radio telling the maitre d' woman telling me that I've got 90 seconds left here. And counting down, Broke Talk Radio, to see if I can't play my song again. The music I'm playing here, by the way, is this song called Impervious. It's something I wrote and recorded myself. If you'd like a copy of it, go to reverbnation.com/syzygyproject. S like Sam, Y, Z like zebra, Y, G like George, Y project. reverbnation.com/syzygyproject. Got some pretty neat stuff up there if you like to listen to it. Anyway, they're counting down. They say I've got 40 seconds left. I'm going to start the music. I'm going to sign off here. Dan Cherry, I'm the pragmatist. Hope you enjoyed my show. We'll be doing a lot more of them. It is May 30th, 2016. Enjoy the evening, and hopefully catch you this coming Saturday. Talk to you soon, everybody. Have a great night. Hope there's somebody out there listening to me. I have been getting some listeners, so I don't feel too lonely. Anyway, they're counting down to me. 10 seconds. Have a great evening, everybody.